Good and Erev Shabbos, everyone. It's time to turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. The end of a long week and a good week. And even better, Shabbos. We love Shabbos. We can't wait for Shabbos. We love turning Friday into Erev Shabbos. Special thanks to our sponsors, Mendy and Tzipora Fishman, Schuschai, Yurkwatz, Yurkwatz, Fredo, a member of Evelyn Jonathan Sachs, Rav Yaakov Tzipin, David Aryeh. Today's Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos is also sponsored by Susan and Daniel Goldberg, a lover and member of Father Zoltan Fruchter, Olav Hashalom, on his third year at site. Thank you so much. That is the siren. It is almost time for the Heilige Shabbos. And we turn back to Rav Itcha Meir Morgenstern, Rav Yitzchak Meir Morgenstern, known affectionately as Rav Itcha Meir Morgenstern. And he has been walking through what happens when we're not in the mood. What happens when we're not feeling the fire? We're not feeling the energy. What do we do? Do we abandon the practice? Are we only fully engaged and loving and observing Shabbos when we are on fire? Or are we connected? Are we loving? Are we fully engaged all the time? Whatever is missing, whatever we're longing, whatever we're lacking, whatever reason we're sad or we're down or we're anxious or worried is because we're not seeing or feeling Hashem in our life. So Shabbos comes, cut out the noise. Finally, stop reading social media and media. Stop looking at the emails and text. Stop hearing from the entire world. Disconnect and remember what matters, what's important, what's real, what's lasting. We live in this bubble online, and sometimes whatever we see, whatever we hear from, we think represents or reflects a greater reality. But it's an illusion. It's not real. It's not true. It's fake. And we go offline and we remember. We're surrounded by our friends and our family. We spend time thinking and meditating and talking to Hashem. We sing and we eat and we laugh and we play and we read. And that's real life. It's not that that's fake life and then we return to the weekday for real life. That is real life. And the weekday is what is fake. So Hakara, we're looking for Hakara in the Metzias. We're looking for the Hakara. We're looking for the recognition of the reality of Hashem. Hakara in the Metzias of Hashem. Velirdov acharei etzem hachibor mishem izborach. To run after the connection, to run after that uniting, that unity with Hashem. So it's not just about the good time. Sometimes you can go closer to your spouse or your child or a best friend, not in the fun, not in a vacation, not in a road trip. Sometimes it's going through a crisis or a catastrophe. Sometimes when there's tension that needs to be worked out. Sometimes it's in that moment that you can feel even closer. So Shabbos, and it's not only true for the way that we experience and observe Shabbos, but it's true in the way that we experience and observe in our attitude towards the totality of Torah and of Torah living, is that we don't only do it when it feels right, when we're on fire, when we're excited, and otherwise we check out. We have to be invested, engaged. We have to be living the lifestyle even when the feeling is not there, because sometimes those are the moments that, in fact, we can get closest. Sometimes you're like yavesh, you're a lulav hayavesh. Sometimes the person is like a wilted plant, you're like a dried out flower. A person has to be contemplative and think that Hashem is with us. Exactly the way that when they're on fire. Umisha Mevin is that a person who understands this, a person who's living this, as Ayucha Lavar Lidavik, such a person can work and can cling to Hashem. Lios Kasher Mechuber Mashem Yisbarach, that our connection to Him is not dependent or conditional on our being on fire. We have to bring the fire. We have to manufacture and make the fire. We have to introduce the freshness and the newness and the excitement. We have to dig deep and find what it takes. Even when we don't feel it, It's not a matter of whether I feel like breathing or don't feel like breathing. Am I in fire about breathing? Am I not in fire about breathing? No, breathing, I have to breathe. You have to breathe to live. There's nothing to debate or negotiate. When it comes to breathing, there's no feeling that you need to have to be motivated, to be excited, to be inspired to breathe. You have to breathe. If you don't breathe, you don't live. And the same is true when it comes to our experience of Torah life and Torah living. Same is true when it comes to Shabbos. I'm not in the mood for Shabbos. I don't want Shabbos. I don't like Shabbos. Shabbos doesn't do it the way it once did. Shabbos is like breath, the breath that we breathe. It gives us life. It renews life. It sustains life. It extends life. It's the breath that we breathe. And whether we feel like it or not, whether we're in the mood or not, whether we're on fire or not, it's the very breath that we breathe. We have the clinging and we have the connection and we have the revelation of Shabbos in whatever condition we're in. Even when the heart is closed, and there's no revelation of the light in our feeling, A person feels connected to, and a person feels the pnimius, the inner depth of the truth. You're connected to it. You're on fire with it. Mirtz Hashem, this coming Tuesday night, we're going to be privileged to have Rav Moshe Weinberger Shlita at the Boker Ton Synagogue. We'll be streaming it live around the world on meaningfulminute.com. And tune in. Come in person if you're in South Florida. And if not, tune in online on Tuesday night at 7:30. We have live music. We have Moshe Weinberger on fire. We're setting up a whole Tisch style. There are people who ignite our fire. There are people who create. They light our spark. But we're responsible. You got to tune in. You got to show up. You got to mark your calendar. You have to care enough. Feel the pnimius to connect and attach ourselves to the depth. Judaism, Yahadus, is not about going through motions. It's not just about putting a check next to a check mark. It's not just about technically I observe the Shabbos. But rather, it's about getting excited. It's about getting excited. Our parsha talks about the Lecha Mishnah, the double portion that we took on Friday. Friday is, you got to turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. Friday, you got to prepare for Shabbos. You got to take that double portion. And with a sense of simcha, you got to generate, you got to prepare, you got to increase and elevate the sense of joy, the sense of happiness, the double portion of the Lecha Mishnah. To live with that faith, everything we have, everything we need, it comes from Hashem, it descends, it falls from Shemayim, from heaven, just like it did when it came to the Mun. To feel that double portion. So put on that lively music, put a skip in your step, put a smile on your face that will be contagious to others. We spoke about the Emunah Shir this week. Come into Shabbos joyful. Don't just go through motions. Don't just click a checklist. And don't check out if you don't feel like doing it, you're not on fire. It's up to us, depends on us, to be able to light that fire, to be able to ignite that spark, to be able to get going. Turn Friday into Shabbos by getting ready. You have a good story for Shabbos? You have a good Dvar Torah for Shabbos? Have you set aside a game? Do you know what book you're going to read? How have you organized? How have you structured? What have you put into Shabbos? Not just the food. Everyone thinks getting ready for Shabbos is all about shopping and cooking and setting the table. Maybe showering, wearing Shabbos clothing. But what about, that's all the physical, the gashmi. That's all the material components of getting ready for Shabbos. What about the spiritual parts of getting ready for Shabbos? You have a good Dvar Torah. You have a good story. You have some provocative questions and good conversation topics. How about getting ready for Shabbos? What book, what sefer are you going to look at or explore? What shir are you going to attend? Are you ready? Do you prepare? Do we create an itinerary for ourselves for that sense of Shabbos, if the Shabbos is going to have the impact on us that it is meant to have? So by Yom HaShishi, today is Friday, Lecha Mishnah, a double portion of getting ready, of putting that smile on our face, of getting excited, of lighting that spark. Wishing everyone a beautiful Shabbos, a great Shabbos, a Heilige Shabbos. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay holy. Ayo Shabbos, Ayo Shabbos. Have the holiest Shabbos. Thank you so much for joining. Join us Tuesday night for Rav Moshe Weinberger. Psst, on fire. 7:30, meaningfulminute.com. But first, have an amazing Shabbos. Take care, everybody.